Good morning again, my friend. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, we've been talking about our faith must be tested as we look at that bigger picture, what is true faith? No, not faith if I turn the key in my car, it will start, or faith in a chair, if I sit on it, it will support my weight. Oh, no. These are natural, physical forms of faith that God has established out from divine, natural principles. But the faith, the true faith, the faith of Jesus Christ, this is the faith that I am talking about. That supernatural faith that lifts something out of the natural realm and puts it into the spiritual realm where God operates and gives revelation. And when we hear God speak, the words that God speaks comes to be within us where we can move in and on the Word of God and do those things that God wants us to do. Until then, guess what? It is all impossible. We read in the Bible, all things are possible. Well, are all things possible? No, of course not. There is a condition we must meet for all things to be possible. In Mark 9:23, Jesus said, "And to him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. To him that believeth." Mark 9:23. Wow. So if we believe, then we meet the condition, then and only then is all things possible. But believe what? The entire Bible? Well, yes, and yeah, but not really. We must believe what God is speaking. Then and only then will all things God is speaking to us be possible. You know, I can sit in my garage and believe I'm a BMW or a Mercedes and even go beep, beep, run, run, and that will never ever make me a BMW or a Mercedes. Oh no. We must believe what God is speaking to us. And the only way we can believe is when God speaks it and we hear it. Now, faith then will well up within us. The true faith, the faith of Jesus Christ. And we shall then believe what God is saying. In Mark 10:27, Jesus said, with men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. Now, these men in Mark 10:27, you know, they did not believe, so things for them will be impossible. But if we hear God speak, and we believe what God is speaking, then we are with God. We're in unity with God. And then all, and it says all, means all things are possible. What a wonderful truth. But the key to all of this is hearing what God is speaking. We then have true faith, the faith of Jesus Christ, and then nothing shall be impossible. How could it not be so? As I said last week, we will be looking at faith must be tested. Now listen closely. Everything we get from God will be tested. I'm going to say that again. That's good. Everything we get from God will be tested by God, not by the devil or any of that foolishness, but it will be tested to make sure by God that we really have it. Oh, we say we have this spiritual gift or that spiritual gift, or we have this understanding or that understanding, but that is what we say. But what does God say? We should be more concerned about what God says about us than what we say about ourselves and even others. My friend, we only have what God gives us after it has been tested. Let me say that again. That was good also. We have only what God gives us after it has been tested. Until then, what we have is God's intention for us. But after whatsoever has been applied to our lives, has been massaged into our thinking, has been kneaded into our heart, then our reaction and our application will be seen in our approach to the work God is doing in our lives. Either we will be found lacking, we never really had it in us, or we will be found faithful as a part of our nature and our character. Wow. I had a friend, in my opinion, a great Bible teacher. He could really magically weave scripture, but to really get to know him was a very painful feat. Now, he may have been a great Bible teacher, but that ability in God to teach does not outshine or cover over his lack of character and his many personality flaws. He has the skills to teach wonderfully, but he does not have the character of what he is teaching. He has never allowed it to be worked, what he's teaching, to be worked into his life. He's more concerned about being a Bible teacher and having people of seemingly less ability look up to him and to wait upon him. I am sure we all have our own areas, but we must not teach the Word of God 1 minute, then discount the people that we are teaching to. All of this reflects is our true lack of understanding and our lack of spiritual discernment to what is truly important. My friend, God is more concerned about our character and our integrity than our ability to preach and teach and speak in tongues, pray for the sick, sing, dance, paint, pay our tithes, and all of the rest of those things that religious people say that are important. But one of the main ways our faith will be tested so that we will be able to see if what we say we have is real is we will be exposed to contradictions in areas that would suggest we have been forsaken by God. Wow. Even areas where we question God's faithfulness to us. And why? Well, in order to have our faith proven, in order to have not only our faith proven as valid, but also to have the truth upon which that faith is based proven invalid, how many recognize that if our faith is based on nothing more than a complicated belief that God is faithful, then not only does our faith need to be tested, but God's faithfulness to our needs ought to be tested, because that is what our faith is based upon. If we examine this in almost any trial of our faith in which we find ourselves as a believer, is it not true that in the end, this is the issue? So it's not the issue that we're facing, but actually it is our belief in God loving us and God being involved in this issue with us. Wow. The question is, God true and is he faithful? Sure, but not just generally. God is true and he's faithful, but not just generally, but God is specifically true and he's faithful. Right now, in the circumstance where we are in, we must be able to see God being faithful to us. Let me say that again. We must be able to see God being faithful to us. The more we can see God faithful to us, the more we shall be faithful to God. My Bible teacher, Charles Hahn, said, God is to us what we are to him. Wow, what a deep thought. But it is so true. We want God to be faithful to meet all of our needs and our wants, but it seems some of us may have a problem being faithful to him. Does God have to be faithful to us because he is God and we say we love him? Oh, no, of course not. But God is faithful to us because he loves us and he has a plan and purpose for all of our lives that he wants to bring to pass. And he knows for us to do what he wants us to do, he must give us things to keep us on the line. He knows he must give us a little bit of sugar to keep our interest. Hosea said it this way, I, God speaking, will lure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably to her. Hosea 2:14. But I, God, will entice us too into the wilderness. Not the land that flows with milk and honey, oh no, but the wilderness. So I, God, can speak comfortably to us. God is to us what we are to him. More next week on our faith must be tested as we look at what is true faith. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that your week ahead will be a prosperous one in the Lord, and that this teaching is helping to conform you into the character and the image of God's dear Son, Jesus Christ. What a what a blessing this teaching has been for me to prepare, and I hope it's a blessing for you. God bless. Talk to you later. Next week. Amen.